7 to 38 in the morning, 13 degrees below zero. So cold in Fargo Moorhead. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Do dress yourself and the children accordingly. Maybe put the little booties on the dog because we are in a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today. So cold. Wind chills reaching 35 below zero at points. We are Zero and Rat with Maggie. I guess she's not showing up today. She's not feeling too good. Or at least she claims she isn't in the Playhouse. You're in the number one hit music station, Y94. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say how awesome it is you guys are helping out the YWCA shelter. Me and my two oldest kids had to stay there about 15 years ago, and it was over the holidays. And there's no worse feeling than not being able to get Christmas gifts for your kids. So.
Well, I gotta imagine that was tough having to be there over Christmas, huh?
Yeah, it was not a good time, that's for sure. But
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in, and it's something we love to do. Stuff the Bus, we've been doing it a couple of years now, and it starts at 8 o'clock this morning. It's a two-day event, and all the details are online at y94.com, benefiting the YWCA Emergency Shelter and the Red River Children's Advocacy Center, Kids Closet. And again, Rat, what is just a quick summation of what's going on there?
Basically, their unique boutique event is coming up, and this is where the families who are staying at the shelter get to shop for each other. So the moms can shop for presents for the kids, and as well, the kids get to pick things out for mom. And, you know, the shelter, it's sometimes a situation where they're basically arriving with nothing but the clothes on their back. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way for the community to step up and support these families. And like you said, make sure that they can have those same type of Christmas celebrations that you might be having at home.
Well, and I think that our job in the community, just with the amount of people that listen to the morning show and the station in general, it's when there's organizations like the YWCA or Toys for Tots or whatever it might be, the Sanford Children's Hospital, to say, hey, this is a really good cause. If you're looking for somewhere to do some good, here's a charity, here's an organization. And we're kind of that middleman that's like, Hey, here you go, because I know this time in particular of the year, people are looking for that thing to do over the Christmas time.
Well, and as you're shopping around, maybe even your kids are older, but you're still seeing those mm-hmm. toys and things where there's some good deals out there. You can just pick up a couple of extra things, stop by here, and know that those gifts are going to some great families out there that are in need.
And it doesn't have to be something, I mean, it doesn't have to be an Xbox One. It doesn't have to be a PS4. Something as simple as a football, a basketball, a board game, whatever it might be, would certainly be appreciated. A blanket, some canned food. All the details on Stuff the Bus. Bus arrives in about 20 minutes online at y94.com. Do want to help you out a little bit this morning, Liz? If you could just kind of take it from the top and explain this. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys.
Hi.
So here's the situation. I had a child with another guy before I met my husband.
Okay.
And, you know, I was young. It happened. Her dad is in the picture and sees her quite a bit. And he has a family of his own now, as I do. But I have two more kids with my current husband. So here's the dilemma. My daughter has a Christmas with her dad, usually like Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes home with a bunch of gifts from their, you know, festivities. And my husband thinks that we should give our kids, the ones that we had together, twice as many gifts on Christmas because it isn't fair that Cassie, my first daughter, and his stepdaughter has two Christmases and gets twice as many gifts. You know, the weird thing is, it's true, and I know that our biological kids notice it. They notice that she gets more. But I don't know how to handle this. I just feel bad all around. Any thoughts?
So because she comes from a family situation where she has Christmas with you and her father, she's getting gifts at two homes, but the other children aren't.
Right.
Hmm. Gosh, you know, I don't know. I feel like that's something that there's people listening that they're like, you know what, I've dealt with that before. I am living that right now, so they probably have some thoughts for you. So the mm-hmm. main issue is just there's a jealousy issue with the kids, really.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even like the kids are saying anything. I know that they notice, but it's more that my husband is like, we need to kind of nip this in the bud and make it even. I just don't know how it's going to affect everyone.
Right. You know, we'll get some thoughts for you. My first thought, and granted, I'm not in the situation, and I'm not in your family, but I feel like if it's an issue, it's an issue of children being greedy. and not quite understanding the point of Christmas.
Well, and, you know, the kids you have with your current didn't have to deal with a separation of mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Maybe there's something Rat and I are missing here. 2378, you can text 35270. Again, just to kind of sum up what's going on there with Liz, she has a daughter that she had with a guy in a previous relationship, an ex. And this daughter has Christmas with both her dad and her mom, and both sets of families. Well, mom has a couple of kids with her current husband. And this, the kids there are noticing, and so's dad, that, well, the daughter, she's getting, you know, same amount of presents at each two houses, while her siblings in mom's home are getting only gifts there, and that's apparently an issue. Thoughts there, maybe. 2378, you can text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You're sleeping together?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, it's been a will they or won't they since they met.
Y94.
7:48 in the morning, 13 below in the valley. We're Zero and Rat. Maggie out ill today. Y94, the number one hit music station on the Playhouse in the morning. Stuff the Bus starts at about 12 minutes here on Y94. So always, we love your opinions and your comments, and that's really kind of the point of the show, right? But especially with Maggie out ill today, remember, she's the sensible one in the room generally. She's our moral compass. So when you have thoughts on this situation or any of them throughout the morning, it's especially important today because Rat and I are left unattended. When the cat is away, the mice will play kind of a situation. So we're chatting with Liz this morning, and here's like 60 seconds of what she had to say.
I had a child with another guy before I met my husband. And, you know, I was young. It happened. Her dad is in the picture and feeds her quite a bit. And he has a family of his own now, as I do. But I have two more kids with my current husband. So here's the dilemma. My daughter has a Christmas with her dad, usually like Christmas Eve. And she comes home with a bunch of gifts from their, you know, festivities.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband thinks that we should give our kids, the ones that we had together, twice as many gifts on Christmas because it isn't fair that Cassie, my first daughter, and his stepdaughter has two Christmases and gets twice as many gifts. You know, the weird thing is, you know, it's true. And I know that our biological kids notice it. They notice that she gets more. But I don't know how to handle this. I just feel bad all around. Any thoughts?
Now, my first thought was, I think there's a couple of kids that maybe need, if they're being that petty about this, they need to have a conversation with the parents, right? Not a trimming of Christmas necessarily. But maybe you have a different take on it. Maybe you've lived this situation. 2378, you can text 35270. So there's, I think, three kids in the home. One of them is from a different, it's not from her current husband, right? And so she has Christmas at two homes, gets technically more gifts at Christmas time because she's having two Christmases. The biological between the current man and woman in the home are noticing that she's getting more gifts because she has Christmases at two homes. What are you thinking?
Well, I am a divorced mom, and I have two kids with my ex. I would say she either needs to, I mean, maybe just talk to her ex and see about maybe having her child either, you know, leave her toys that she got at dad's place, because it sounds like she sees them a lot. I mean, and that's what we do. Like, dad's toys that he bought for them stay at his place, and then, you know, the toys that I buy for them stay at my place. If that's not possible, I think they really just need to sit down and have a talk with their kids and, you know, explain to them that, you know, she has two Christmases. If they want to do extra, you know, toys for their biological kids, that's fine. But, I mean, you know, it's something that you need to sit down and talk with them with.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. So three kids in the home. One of them, one of the daughters, has a different father. So she has two Christmases. And the other kids are noticing, well, she gets more gifts than us. And so there's a discussion going on. Does she need to have Christmas trimmed? Does she need to get less gifts at the one home than the other girls? Because, well, can't have them treated unequally. Rat, what are we seeing for text?
Shouldn't do it. I am in the same situation. You need to be equal with your children. If it makes it easier, have her leave what her father gets her at her father's house. I think it'd be ridiculous for them to get the other kids double the gifts. Then the problem would be the older daughter feeling like she isn't as loved as the younger kids, since she's clearly getting less from those parents. They should appreciate their parents are together and happy. The daughter has to deal with being apart from both families all the time for the holidays. Nothing is ever with her whole family. I'm sure she would like that more than double the presents at Christmas. I would say things should just stay as they are. They don't need to do twice as many gifts. Appreciate and love your family at the holidays and the time you get together. It's not about the gifts.
Well, and what's really harder, let's say you got the three girls here, two of the girls knowing that the one is going off to the rest of her family, her other family, and receiving more presents, or the other girl sitting there and watching the two other girls in the family open twice as many presents than her.
With mom and dad.
Yeah. What is the most painful thing there, you got to imagine? And good morning. Hi.
A little bit, I think it depends on the age of the children. If they're not old enough for her to just explain everything, then a thought would be if she's with her dad on Christmas Eve, maybe they could do, you know, just a couple small presents at their house Christmas Eve. And then when she comes back, then they all do the Christmas together. So they kind of get double presents, but it's just two different Christmases.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And hello.
Well, you know, I have a son who has a dad's house in my house. And I just think that the father is being really unreasonable. I mean, my son's gifts from his dad stay at his dad's house. The gifts from me stay at my house. So there's really not like he's getting twice as many presents at my house so that other kids can see that. But I also think if the kids are a little jealous or feeling bad, they need to kind of suck it up and learn that, you know what, life isn't always fair. And people aren't going to be treated equal, but kids are going to get what, you know, is kind of coming to them. And like you said before, they have a two-parent household, which is way more than, you know, maybe the other little girls. Maybe she's sad because she doesn't have her daddy and her mommy together at Christmas time. So, I mean, it's life is messy and rough. Get over it. Have a good Christmas. Be grateful for what you got.
No, perfect. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. Now, I got to imagine that this is probably better explained by Liz than me. So once again, here's what we're dealing with here.
I had a child with another guy before I met my husband. And, you know, I was young. It happened. Her dad is in the picture and sees her quite a bit. And he has a family of his own now, as I do. But I have two more kids with my current husband. So here's the dilemma. My daughter has a Christmas with her dad, usually like Christmas Eve, and she comes home with a bunch of gifts from their, you know, festivities. And my husband thinks that we should give our kids, the ones that we had together, twice as many gifts on Christmas because it isn't fair that Cassie, my first daughter and his stepdaughter, has two Christmases and gets twice as many gifts. You know, the weird thing is, it's true, and I know that our biological kids notice it. They notice that she gets more. But I don't know how to handle this. I just feel bad all around. Any thoughts?
Rat, maybe a final run of the text if we could.
If she's with her father on Christmas Eve, I don't see a reason why the boys couldn't have an extra gift for Christmas Eve. They get one extra gift because she gets all her gifts, but it's no big deal. Then on Christmas Day, they have the same amount of gifts to open together. Somebody else points out, have a talk with your children and remind them that she doesn't get to spend the holiday with both. Also, use this as an opportunity to really explore the meaning of Christmas. A very tough issue, but do you want the oldest daughter to sit at your home and watch her brother and sister get twice as much from you? That is not a solution. The situation is what it is. Raise your children to learn that some things are what they are. You're going to end up making the oldest girl feel alienated. None of those kids should get special treatment because life is what it is.
Just a ton of good advice coming in, especially in the text club. If you want to continue sending it, 35270 is where you text, and we will go ahead and paste those into an email for Liz so she can kind of go over it and decide what she's going to do. Imagine Dragons, Demons, and your news weather. Stuff the bus all on the way.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And this is how we gonna do it.
Y94.
Being confronted with an unplanned pregnancy can be overwhelming.